All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of DU Locker Room Talks. This is your host, Mia, and we are back with another episode. We are on episode 14, and today we are joined by our track team here at Dominican. I'm going to let them talk about themselves, but before I do, we're going to go over what their season has been like so far, their lives outside of track, juggling relationships with school, friends, and then also what it's like to be a Dominican student athlete. So I'm going to turn it over to them, and then we'll get right into it.
Hey, guys. This is Adrian. I'm a junior at Dominican. I'm a marketing major, and I'm from Chicago.
Hey, everyone. This is Diego. I'm a sophomore. I study finance, and I'm from Elgin.
Okay. So marketing and finance. So we're all in business here. So what is that like being in the Brennan School of Business for both of you?
I don't know. It's pretty chill. It's not much to do.
Okay, Diego?
I mean, like Adrian said, it is really chill. I mean, there's been a lot of classes I've been in recently where we've had to complete projects. Especially for my minor, I'm studying entrepreneurship for my minor, and I've had to do a create a business model for a social entrepreneurial business.
Do you want to start your own business?
That is something I would like to do in the future. It would revolve running. It's like a running shoe store.
Oh, okay. Is that like a hot commodity, running shoe stores, or is that something that you want to tap into, like in the market?
Market's already established, but I think where I'm from in Elgin, there isn't a specific store. Okay. So if I could open something in the area, maybe down the line, that'd be really nice to see.
Okay. How did you guys get involved with track? When did you guys first start running?
I remember when I was in seventh grade, we'd always do the fitness testing, and one of those was the mile run. Mm. I remember in the fall we did it. I remember I got like 8:08. And then I was like, oh, that was pretty fast, because usually I was pretty slow.
Okay.
And then I never really trained, but I was just pretty active that year. Mm-hmm. And in the spring when we did it again, I got a 6:55, I think. Wow. So it was like it was a big jump. And that year I decided like, oh, I want to do track. Because they were first introducing track to my elementary school, so I joined. Mm-hmm. And I ran the 400. At the fast 400 at my school, so.
Okay.
I don't remember what time. No one ever timed me, but.
Okay.
No one else did it, so I had the fastest.
Yeah, nice. For me, it started after I didn't make the soccer team in high school.
Okay.
So I joined cross country first, and after that season is when I first started track. So it was like my junior year of high school, so only like maybe 3 years ago now, I've been doing this sport.
When did you guys want to know that you wanted to do it in college? Like, when was that opportunity brought up?
Me, I had to do a lot of thinking. Sorry. During my senior year, I was really thinking about where I wanted to go to school. And I was like, man. Like, I was trying to think of what certain criteria and expectations I wanted from the school I wanted to go to. And I also wanted to decide if I wanted to keep competing. And I was like, you know what? I wasn't really competing that much in high school because for cross country, I joined my sophomore year, but I didn't run a junior year because I caught COVID around the time we were beginning to assemble the team. Mm-hmm. And then I ran again my senior year, and I ran track my sophomore, junior, and senior year, but I wasn't really that fast, so I was like, you know, I just want to keep competing just so I can get faster.
Okay.
For me, I think it started the beginning of the senior year going into that cross-country season. I knew I wanted to continue in college. So during my college search, I considered like a lot of local schools in the area. One of them was Dominican. And from there, like for me, like the combination of the business school, the coaches, and just being able to run in college is what led me to run here. But I think like all throughout my senior year, I had in my mind knowing that I wanted to run in college.
Okay. So you both said that you wanted to stay close to home somewhat. What's that been like now going into, I know, Adrian, you're a little bit older than he is since you're a sophomore, but what's that been like? Have you taken on any leadership roles on your team?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, especially at meets, I'm always looking to cheer my team on and just have that energy. Like, if you hear me at meets, you know, I'm always screaming. I'm probably losing my voice at a meet, but it's just having that energy because I know that's what it was like in high school. Mm-hmm. People would always, like, cheer for each other, and I want to kind of bring that same energy here and just take the initiative.
Okay. Would you guys say that running is a mental sport as much as it is an athletic sport too?
I would say it's definitely, personally, I think it's more mental.
Okay.
Like, obviously, it's still a very physical sport, but it's just being able to, like, run every day and do your different training runs. And there's days you don't feel like you want to run, but you still have to because you know you have to get better. And then, like, it's just that mental part of it. And even during our competitions, like, the mental part of it is, like, a really big part of the race. So, personally, I think, like, leans more towards mental, but definitely physical as well.
Have you used that in your day-to-day, like, that mental state with, like, assignments and stuff like that? Or tests? I don't know.
I think I have. I think mostly I use it for running, though. I think I enjoy running a lot, and then obviously, like, it does carry over
mm-hmm.
into my schoolwork because I'm a competitive person, so I always try to do the best. So, like, in school, I would try to get the best grade on whatever I'm working on.
Mm-hmm. What are meet days like for you guys?
Man.
They're long.
Yeah, they're long. Meet days, especially for track.
Oh, yeah.
Track meets are all-day events.
Uh-huh.
It's just...
Mm-hmm.
It's draining.
Okay.
Not physically, but just...
Well, like, give me, like, an agenda. Like, what does it look like?
So, like, for example, if we have a meet on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
more likely than not, the meet probably starts at 11, so we have to be here early
mm-hmm.
so that we can pack things up, go to the meet, right, in the commute. Depends on the commute, but if the meet starts at 11,
mm-hmm.
we're probably leaving early so that we can get there probably, like, what, an hour and a half
yeah.
before the meet starts mm-hmm. just so we can get a shakeout or just practice technical stuff. And if the meet starts at 11, events run all day, and it probably won't end until maybe 4 or 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then that's after all. That, we have to pack everything up, leave, get food, and then get back to school, and then we're probably back at school, like, at what, 7, 7:30?
7, 8.
8 o'clock at the latest.
Yeah.
And that's basically your whole day.
Okay. So then what's the recovery process like for each of you?
After the meet, usually, we try to get a good night's rest, and it's on the Saturday. The most meets are on Saturday. We still have practice the next day, which would be our long run, so not necessarily an easy run, but still a necessary part of the training process.
Mm-hmm.
And after Sunday, after the long run, if we want to take a rest day, we can on Monday to let our bodies recover from the competition, from the long run. So usually, personally, today I ran, today's Monday, so I took the opportunity to run. But in the past, I've either biked to cross train or I have taken the day off.
Okay. Do you guys have certain events that are your favorites?
I personally, this is going to be a hot take, I personally enjoy running the 4x4. Yeah. I know.
So can you explain that to me? Because I don't know.
So to the people who don't know, the 4x4 is a relay event where four people run 400 meters around the track holding a baton. So you have to pass the baton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you run 400 meters around the track. On an indoor track, it's 2 laps. On an outdoor track, it's 1 lap. And it's always the last event in a track meet. So it's the most hype. It has the loudest atmosphere, everything. But people always hate it because, one, nobody likes running the 400. No. It's painful.
It is painful.
It's a sprint. So you're basically sprinting the whole time. And 400 meters is a lot to sprint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Another thing, it's the last event and people just want to go home if you're okay. from an athlete's perspective.
Wow, so they save the hardest for the last event, usually?
Yeah, it's honestly.
That's kind of...
But...
That's not fair.
But it's hype.
Do
it's
that?
Hype, yeah. though. It's fine. It's like there's a ton of energy, you know?
Yeah, it's...
You really there's have a to ton push of yourself, energy. Then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why a lot of people hate it.
Okay.
In terms of the athletes, not the spectators, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, the spectators love it.
Yeah, spectators love it. I love watching 4x4.
Yeah. What's your favorite event, Diego?
For me, with the opportunities I've been given to race this season, I feel like I really enjoyed the 3K race I did, so 3,000 meters.
Okay.
So just under 2 miles. But in high school, I really liked racing the mile race a lot, just because it's a distance event, but you still need speed because just 4 laps, mm-hmm. trying to run at like a consistent speed, it's still very fast. But like, they're both tough events. This outdoor season, I'll probably be tackling the 5K more, so I'm hoping to enjoy that event
too. Okay. So what's like the most anticipated for you guys? Like, what's like a big event for your program?
So for this season, we're focusing towards the conference meet at the end. That would be the biggest meet of this season. We're going to try to go out there and compete against all the other schools in our conference, try to beat a few teams, score some more points than we did at indoor conference,
mm-hmm.
Try to upset a few teams in certain events, place top 8 to score points.
Okay.
So that's like the very end.
So
of
it's
this
based
season.
On points then. So yeah. if let's say Adrian's doing really well, that's really good for all of you. Or
yeah. So mm-hmm. the way the point system works, if you finish within the top 8 of your event.
Okay.
So no matter like what heat you're in or whatever, mm-hmm. if you finish top 8 in the amount of people who participate in your event, you score, right? Okay. First
yeah.
place gets
10 points,
and then it drops down, and then 8th place gets 1 point.
Yeah.
So
okay.
it all drops down. And that gets added to your team.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, at the end of the meet, the team with the highest amount of points
yeah.
wins the meet. And at our conference meet, the one with the highest points takes like the champion.
Yeah.
They're the champion.
That seems
yeah.
very rigorous.
So you
like
can.
I feel like 10 points isn't enough for even just first place, right?
Yeah, but then it adds up over time.
It does
okay.
add up because it takes into account like all the events, the
yeah.
running events, like the field events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of all.
Yeah.
Everything.
And what was I going to say? So you can win like individually.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you get first place in your event, you get an award, mm-hmm. and then you can also win as a team.
Okay.
So it's a bit different.
Have you had any like favorite areas where you guys have ran? Either of you?
Well, we've only had one indoor season for track, so we haven't had outdoor yet. But
okay.
in terms of cross country, I enjoy running at St. James Farm, which is hosted by Wheaton.
Okay.
That's honestly my favorite meet.
Why?
Because it's a pretty flat course.
Yeah.
But
okay.
you also run into the forest.
Ew.
Which is
it's pretty fun. Yeah.
I feel
yeah,
like the hilly ones look kind of well, I don't run.
They're hard.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is hard, but
okay.
We've had to race on like a big hill.
Yeah.
Oh.
The, yeah. It's not far from here. It's like 40 minutes.
Do you give yourselves like little pep talks when you're like getting to the end? Like, are you ever in your head like when you want to like quit? You're like, ugh.
I have.
I mean, if it's the very end, I'm just telling myself to finish. Just give it everything I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's usually what goes through my head.
Okay.
Especially at that meet, I've wanted to quit so many times.
Gildad's.
Not Gildad's.
The
hilly course.
The hilly conference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have any favorite memories from your season this year or even in the past seasons?
I think for this track season, just going to meets as a team has been really memorable, especially since it's the first time it's been happening on campus. So, I mean, I feel like there's too many memories to think of, like the bus rides and then just cheering everyone on at the meets.
Okay.
Just creates
yeah.
very memorable.
The bus rides are
the bus rides. yeah.
Do you have any, Adrian?
I would say definitely the North Central meet.
Okay.
It was a fun meet.
Mm-hmm.
We got to compete against a bunch of competitive schools.
Yeah.
And I think we all, like the men's team, all of the men's team PR'd in that
yeah.
meet. Yeah, right?
Yeah, we all set personal bests.
Yeah, we all set PRs in that meet. So it just shows us that we're putting in the work. So.
Do you guys have any funny coach moments with your coaches?
Too many.
A lot, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, give me one. Just give me one. Think
about it.
I don't know.
The Spider-Man one?
Spider-Man, what was that one?
Where coaches... The one at the track.
Adam Munson?
Yeah.
I think I remember. Was he doing jumping jacks?
No, no. He was like,
go ahead,
trying to do a Spider-Man plank.
Oh.
All right, so so one day we were at the track, and we just finished up with a workout, and we were doing core. Mm-hmm. And our assistant coach brought up the idea of doing Spider-Man planks. Nobody knew what that was.
Say his name.
Yeah, Coach Chris.
Okay.
Right? So Coach Chris was like, oh, you guys should do Spider-Man planks.
Okay.
Nobody knew what that was. So he showed us a demo, and Coach Zach had a completely different idea of what he thought Spider-Man planks were. And he thought Spider-Man planks were just like, you like in plank position, but you were just like, kind of like forming like a star. You know how when you do star jumps, you like extend all of the limbs in your body?
Yeah.
You basically thought it was that, but just on the floor in plank position.
Oh,
you're just lying down.
What was it?
Just some extra. You had to like,
I honestly don't remember what
it was. You like bring your knee to your arm or something.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
So.
What? Something like that, but our coach was doing it completely wrong. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. And we were just laughing at what coach, because Coach Zach demonstrated what he thought it was, and it was just so funny.
Yeah.
Oh. It was just okay. So funny. Have you guys been joined by a lot of new recruits this season? Or even, like, I know a couple of people from different teams have actually joined you guys, too.
Are you talking about, like, high schoolers looking to join next year? Or just any recruit in general?
No, like, any recruits in general. Because I feel like I'm always seeing your coaches, like, with, like, possible recruits.
Yeah, we've had a lot of recruits come in, especially during cross country.
Mm-hmm.
We've had one guy commit so far, and he's pretty fast. Like, fast.
Yeah.
Like, how fast?
Like, he runs, what, a 15, like a 15:50 3 mile time?
Yeah.
So that's like almost.
It's pretty fast, yeah.
Yeah, it's like 5:20 per mile.
Mm-hmm. Is there, okay, I don't know if this is a silly question, but is there like clubs for track and field?
What do you mean?
Like, you know how like with baseball you can play travel?
Oh, yeah.
With like track and field?
Oh,
like,
yeah, there's travel.
So outside of high school,
what is that like? Have you guys done that?
No, I've never done
that. I've been in one, so it's actually how I first started getting into running.
Okay.
Because my younger sister first joined this running club called the Elgin Road Warriors.
Okay.
So they just met up like summer evenings to run, and they would compete at track meets over the summer. So eventually I joined them, and it's like a whole organization that's like run under the AAU. So I don't know what that stands for, but they host like a junior Olympics at the end of the summer, so it's like a nationals meet. And when I ran with them, I did qualify for it, but my family didn't travel because there's just going to be too much money to go.
Yeah.
But there are definitely a lot of club teams that people can join outside of school.
What's some advice that you would give to somebody that wants to start running? Because I know a lot of people like are always like, oh, I don't want to run, or oh, it's too much. But what's funny is a lot of these like other programs, right? A lot of what their conditioning is your sport. So like I guess like what advice would you give to somebody that wants to start running or like adding it into their lifestyle?
Stop trying to PR every single run you do. So here's the thing. If you want to run faster, you have to run slow most of the time you run.
Okay.
Right? So you can't just like say, "Oh, I want to go out and start running and get faster," and then every time you go out, you're pushing yourself to go as fast as you can for the longest amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to help.
No.
Mm-mm. Right. There's different parts of running that help. Obviously, like there's sprinting and distance running. I can get scientific if I want to, but it's going to take way too long.
Okay.
But even still, with sprinting and distance running, there's certain parts, like there's different phases of those races that you have to train. Right. For example, for distance running, because we're both distance runners,
mm-hmm.
most distance running events are aerobic, so that means you have to train your aerobic base. And the way you train that is by running slow at like a conversation pace
mm-hmm.
for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Diego brought up earlier. We have a long run on Sundays.
That's
when we do our longest run of the week. It's a little faster than like an easy pace,
okay.
to be honest. It's faster, but it's just, it helps us get used to running for long periods of time.
Yeah. The long run is like the best way to build an aerobic base.
Yeah.
How long is the long run?
Well, it depends on your fitness level, but for us. Yeah.
Both of us, we ran 15 miles.
Yeah, 15 miles. Yeah. Yesterday.
Yes. Yesterday, yeah.
That sounds... For somebody that doesn't run like you, that sounds horrible. 15 miles? How long did that take you?
I mean, for me, I did it in like an hour, 40 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think for me, it was just under 2 hours.
Yeah. So it depends on how fast you're going, the pace you're running.
Our paces are different.
For someone that's just starting out, how long would that take them, you think?
I don't think someone starting out should run 15 miles.
Yeah, someone starting out
should try to run for like 1 mile straight first.
If anything, they should. If you're starting out running, you've never ran before, you should probably be running 20 minutes at like an easy pace for probably like 3 straight weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get that base going.
Yeah.
Only then would it be like smart to start increasing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It takes a while to build up to 15 miles. Like I never hit that in high school. Only just recently, last cross season. So.
Okay. Do you guys have a specific regimen with food?
Not necessarily. Personally, I'm a vegetarian, so.
Is that like a personal choice?
Yeah, personal choice. Yeah. It's been like that for over 4 years now.
Okay.
So pretty much all of my running career, I've run like being vegetarian.
Okay.
So. Like other than that, it's really. No specific regimen, just making sure I get enough food in after my runs. Because after runs like the long run yesterday, you definitely eat something to get that fuel back in your system.
I personally used to count my calories just to see how much food I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started doing it, I found out that I wasn't eating enough.
Okay.
So I would try and eat more. It's honestly hard sometimes, but you have to do it. Like, for example, like right now on Sunday, since we have our long run, I have work at 11 and I don't get off until 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to get my run in early in the morning, and I usually skip breakfast, so I backload most of my calories. But like yesterday, you know, I ate a big lunch and then I had a big dinner. I bought a steak. I cooked it. It was pretty good.
Mm.
And I had a yogurt bowl. But, like, I try to eat as much, like, whole foods as possible, like, nutrient-dense whole foods,
okay.
Single ingredients, so a bunch of fruit, meat, pause, dairy, stuff like that, maybe, like, a little bit of vegetables here and there.
Okay. Have you ever gotten sick before meat? Do you eat usually before or after? Or does it matter?
Well, if you eat...
I feel like if you're running, you said you guys are basically doing stuff all day.
Yeah. So meat day is usually like we have time in the morning to eat like a good breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be like the big meal of the day. And then once we travel, we get to the meat. There usually I just eat like little snacks,
mm-hmm.
just like granola bar, fruit snacks before my race. So like nothing too heavy. And then once we get food after the meat. So like.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really breakfast and dinner, I think, is what I eat for meat days.
Yeah, you really don't want to be eating within like an hour. Like
mm-hmm.
a full meal within an hour of your race
mm-hmm.
or any kind of athletic competition. Especially if it's high in fat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Fat and protein are very satiating, so it's going to take a lot longer to break down. So that's why like before a meet, if it's like within 1 to 2 hours, I'm probably eating like something... small and high in carbs,
mm-hmm.
like fruit snacks,
yeah.
granola bars. I remember one year I used to bring my honey jar. That was pretty funny.
Jar of honey.
Yeah, I would bring like my jar of honey
uh-huh.
before a race, and I would just take it. I'd take like a teaspoon or a tablespoon
mm-hmm.
Just like an hour before my race just to get that energy.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. Deterring from what we were just talking about, as far as the types of shoes you guys wear for running, do you guys look for a specific brand? Or, like, because, I mean, you guys don't necessarily need to get, like, a bat or a glove. It's, like,
your shoe, really. And
shoes.
The shoe's the most important part. For me, I use, right now, I'm, like, rotating between three different pairs of shoes.
Okay.
So... what I use for, like, my everyday runs, recovery, which I ran in today. It's a shoe by ASICS. It's like their recovery shoe, the ASICS Gel Nimbus 26. I went to a store called Fleet Feet nearby. I tried that on. It felt really comfortable. So I bought it, and it's been working really well for me. So like for me, like once I find a shoe that works for me, that's something I'm going to stick to that shoe in the future once I need a new pair. Second shoe would be the Hoka Clifton 9. Is what I run my long runs in because it's like light.
A lot of people like the Hokas right now.
Yeah. I like it to run. Honestly, I don't like it like when I'm walking in it.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of people wear it like every day, but I just can't. It just feels a lot better for me mm-hmm. when I'm running. But I'm actually on my second pair of that right now. So that's a shoe I really like and I'll keep buying in the future. And then this third shoe I use for my workouts and all the speed stuff is a shoe by Mizuno that I bought from our coach actually. So he let me buy that. And just those are the three I use.
Okay.
That's
about
it.
You?
So I'm pretty broke, so I only use one pair of shoes at a time. But when I look for
Diego's
shoes,
got a shoe for every day of the week.
Yeah, so. It seemed like that. Yeah.
He said my Hoka. My
Hoka
six. Okay.
Every day.
But all right, go ahead.
Yeah. So when I look for shoes, I have flat feet, okay. And if I'm not wearing like insoles or a certain like stabilizing shoe, it hurts my feet.
Mm.
So I look for a shoe that's more of a stabilizer, like a stabilizing shoe, and then I wear specific insoles for my feet.
Mm-hmm.
So like right now I'm wearing Ultras, and what I like about Ultras is that they have zero drop. It's like a zero drop heel. So that means your heel and the front of your feet are at the same like level.
Mm-hmm.
So like for most shoes that we wear nowadays, they lift your heel up so that way it's not as hard on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With zero drop, you're basically flat-footed.
How do you know this, though? Is it just by trial and error of buying shoes that works for you? Or is, like, they're, like, a... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
These are very specific.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically trial and error. You basically just have to find a shoe that best fits you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of have that privilege to have a store called Fleet Feet nearby. Diego mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, it's very
and
nearby.
What I like about Fleet Feet is that they kind of measure your feet and kind of scan your feet to see what your feet are really like. And then they kind of give you
mm-hmm.
three different shoes that maybe best fit for you and what your goals are in running. So you get to try them on. And that's basically how I got into the Ultras.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have another question. Do you guys listen to music when you run?
No.
You don't?
No.
It's just
nothing?
Most of the time I don't. Sometimes I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Even on these like long runs?
No music.
Because we're outside.
Wow.
I get to, connect with nature.
Connect with nature, listen to our footsteps.
Plus another thing.
So that doesn't like bother you?
No.
Nah.
I feel like that would so bother me.
You get to be in your thoughts. I used to listen to music, but not anymore.
Okay.
I do. Like, today I did because I was running on my own, but, like, team practices and usually...
Yeah, like practices, but I'm just...
90% saying. Of the time I don't listen
wow.
to music.
It's
okay.
Pretty rare. Like, okay, last week I did listen to music on two of my runs, but that's honestly the first time I've done it in years.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Well, it depends on what I'm feeling, but I've gotten more into rock lately.
Like who?
Like... My Chemical Romance, Paramore, Bring Me the Horizon.
Okay.
But usually I'm more of a corrido type of guy. Like I listen to Peso Pluma, kind of like basic stuff.
You like him
like
too.
A basic Mexican.
Yeah, I listen to
Diego's
some of
that.
Diego's
over
there
like.
Or sometimes a little hip hop. I like hip hop too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get more into rock.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
hip-hop.
Actually so surprising. Are there people on your team that need to listen to music, or are you all kind of the same when it comes to that?
I feel like it's mostly the women's team.
They need music?
Yeah,
they need music.
I think some of them, yeah.
A lot of them feel can't go without
it,
but
so
it helps them, I guess.
With the women's events, are they very different from the men's events?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I know that there's, like, different things that women do as far as, like, different events from, like, the guys, per se.
It's
like, isn't there something called, like, jazz?
Javelin
throw?
Javelin throw? Yeah, that's right? An outdoor thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an event they both do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, in terms of cross country, though, men and women run different distances. Okay. So in cross country, men run in 8K, and women run in 6K.
Yeah, that's the only difference, really. Yeah. Track and field is the exact same.
Everything's the same.
Do you think that they could run in 8K if they wanted to?
If they wanted to, but I don't think they would.
If you run professionally, like in the world championships and stuff, men and women run 8Ks. I think.
Yeah, 10K. I mean, 10K for the men, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think women might be 8K. Or maybe 10K.
I think men and women run the same distance.
Yeah, like the cross-country championships, usually. Yeah,
and then marathon 10K. Running, like, obviously, men and women are going to both run
26.2
miles.
Have you guys ever done marathons?
No,
it's a goal of mine to do one.
Have you? Yeah, well, okay.
I've thought about doing one.
What's the training like for that, you think? Do you think it would be the same as what you're doing for your sport now, or maybe a little bit more?
It would be a lot of similarities, just increase the mileage on every day.
You'd be running a lot more.
Long runs have to be longer, have to hit more miles in the regular runs.
If you were to do a marathon, what would be your intended area?
Like
the time?
Goal time?
Goal time, but also like where? Like what city?
Oh, I'd start here in Chicago.
Yeah, I'd like to do the Chicago Marathon. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, one thing about Chicago Marathon, it's a very flat course, so it's a PR course.
It is.
So all the best marathon runners come to Chicago to run the marathon so that they can hit a PR.
Yeah. It's also really hard to get into, though.
Yeah.
So I know there's a marathon back where I'm from, Fox River Valley Marathon. It's like running on the trail there, and it's like super flat too. That's what I've heard. So I feel like that would be an option as well.
Right. Another thing, the world record for the Chicago Marathon, the men's and women's were both broken in Chicago.
Yeah, so it's the fastest course. Yeah.
Right.
People have run the fastest times in Chicago.
Yeah, because it's so flat.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, well, let's wrap this up by talking about what are your goals for this season that you guys are in, and also goals that you have for yourself as far as your academic career goes as well. So, Adrian, you can start, and then we'll go to Diego.
All right. So, this season for track, I really want to get sub 2 in the 800, so under 2 minutes. All right. I think I'm in a good spot. It's going to take a lot to reach that goal, but I think it's still possible. Academically, man, I'm just trying to graduate.
Just trying to graduate. Yeah, I feel like that's a goal for everyone.
Yeah, that's a good goal. That's a good goal.
Yeah.
All right.
For me, I'd like to run a 5K in under 15 minutes, 37 seconds. It might sound so specific, but that's running it for like 5 minute pace per mile. So five flat per mile, that's my goal. Academically, I mean, this semester, finish on the dean's list. I think, I hope I'm on track for that. So, it's my academic goal.
Okay. And then, is there anything you guys want to say to your coaches or your teammates before we go?
Shout out Coach Hoover. He's done a lot.
Yeah, he really has. In a year? Yeah.
Yeah, say what you want. Coach Zach got hired, February of last year. And he's been locking in.
Yeah, he's been locking
in. Right, he's been helping us improve. Right, he's helped us adopt that mindset of just competing and getting better.
Yep.
And just really putting things into perspective. And he even got Chris here, and Chris, he's a good assistant coach. He's he's fun. Right, he's funny.
Yeah.
But like, he also helps us out too.
Okay. Anything you want to say, Diego?
Yeah, you're going to speep sus. That's it.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, you're going to speep sus.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
I don't.
It's a meme.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.